You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
So welcome to the Queendom Hour. This is your girl, Bree Shay. And then we have...
your girl, K-Mac. Hey, y'all.
Always just extra. And this wonderful, wonderful time. It is episode one of the Queendom
Episode one.
Such a fantastic time. I'm extremely excited about whatever we come today. I feel like I'm not loud enough. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So this is the Queendom Hour. And today we're just going to talk about what the Queendom Hour is.
Yeah.
And being transparent of how we came up with it. It's episode one. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we should just give our audience a bunch of what we are about. And what are some expectations that they should expect from us, and what we are going to do with this platform of podcasting?
It's so much.
Oh, God.
Like, we can't just sum it up all in one intro. So just bear with us, y'all. Because it's so much.
So much of what we came up with it, because technically, what would be last August?
Yeah.
When we came up with it. And just from there, it's just been a thought process of what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it. So if you don't know us... I'm Bree Shay. The Queendom Hour part comes from Queendom Heights, which is, I don't want to call it my ministry, but I feel like...
it's our ministry, y'all.
I don't want to put that on me. Y'all, my friends, not hers.
Wow.
But, Queendom, the Queendom part came from Queendom Heights, where I guess I can call it my ministry of where I feel like Queendom Heights is a place that... the unchurched or Christians, people seeking more Christ, can go to for more transparency and love and, you know, just, I guess, presenting them more themselves more to Christ, not conforming to an idea of what Christianity is supposed to be. So Queendom Heights is a space for that, where there's no judgment, there's no criticism, there's no there's no hurt. I'm just going to tell it like it is. There's no hurt. There's no negativity. It's just about creating a space where we can be ourselves in Christ. So that's where the Queendom part came from. And where the hour come from?
Ooh, no. The hour comes from my brand, The Beauty Hour with K-Mat. And we thought that it was the perfect thing to just kind of merge the two together. They just fit seamlessly. But all in all, bringing them together, for one, we are, you know, doing this show for an hour with you guys. So that kind of worked out. But also even tying
in. I didn't even think about that.
See?
Wow. Come
and then tying into my brand being the Beauty Hour. It's more than a makeup brand. And honestly, we just want to reveal to you who you already are.
Come on.
So having that, along with Queendom Heights and what it stands for, and merging them together just created this movement.
Come on, movement.
Yes.
That's what it
I
is.
I like that.
Hashtag
created a movement.
Queendom Hour. Hashtag Beauty Heights.
Yes.
It's yes. So just to sum it all up, the Queendom Hour is where we are keeping our eyes on Christ and doing it in a timely fashion. So just all things Christ-like, all things love and positivity and motivational beauty. Yes. Because, y'all, if you don't know us, if you don't follow us on social media,
listen,
we are some beauty queens, all things glam, all things glitter, all things pink, gold. It is.
It's kind of ridiculous, but hey,
K-Mat and Bree Shay wrapped up in just a sum. That's it. Like, there's nothing else to describe us but a bunch of beauty queens.
But don't get it twisted, though. This show is not just about being a beauty queen or all the glamour and glitz. Like, we're going to really tackle some difficult topics. We're going to, like, really get deep and raw and just really try to gain understanding about, I think, just Christianity as a whole.
Yeah.
With it being more than just, you know, us following Christ. Like, it's really a lifestyle. Absolutely. And everything that, you know, encompasses that. And I think I'm excited for that because, you know, when most people just want to, oh, Christianity is so great. And, like, people don't really dig deep into, like, the real, real stuff. And we thought, actually, that it was important for us to create a platform where that can go forward.
Absolutely.
Just a safe space to talk about stuff.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with all of that. It was an idea of where we came from and what we experienced. Mm-hmm. And that's where the Kingdom Hour came up. You came to me with the idea?
I don't even remember.
It's just like,
it just happened. Specific,
it really did. It was just like, oh, like we already know like ourselves. And when it comes to that, because if y'all don't know, me and K-Man have been friends since college days, freshman year in college, which was 2010.
That's a long time.
That's what, 8 years now?
That's a smooth 8 years.
8 years, 8 official years of just friendship and knowing each other on the not so safe.
Man, the real not safe side.
The not so safe side and the safe side. So us to even just be coming together and, you know, doing something like it. I guess you could, well, doing this movement.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call it.
You
got to
call it a movement.
This movement is just, it's mind blowing. It's amazing how God works and how faithful he is and how trustworthy he is. And if we allow ourselves to trust him, the things he will bring us into.
It's just amazing to see this boy manifest because, y'all, we really been talking about this for like a year, a little bit over a year, and we didn't really know how we were going to do it. Mm-hmm. And we were like, honestly, we tried to make everything perfect first. Like, we got to have this, and we got to look like this and everything. And it was just like, no, just do it. Like, y'all procrastinating and waiting for how long?
Exactly. Only for stuff really not to come out how you want it to come out, but you're prolonging my process. Mm-hmm. God is like, y'all prolonging my process.
Man.
I done told y'all to do this. Y'all done tried to bring other people in on the table. Y'all tried to do this. Y'all tried to do that. And at the end of the day, it's just like, just go ahead and do what he told us to do with no excuses.
No excuses.
Do y'all know? Y'all. If y'all just do what he tells you to do with no excuses.
The first time.
What can manifest from it? You can't help but to think like where we could have been if we did what he told us to do, essentially. Like, so, but we started here. We're here now. Even in our disobedience, we are here now. And it's just extremely excited. It really, really is. Like, you know, y'all, I'm jumping for joy.
That's funny, y'all, because I'm looking at her and she not even moving.
I'm really.
That's like somebody saying LOL and you look at their face.
You looking right at them.
Oh, you laughing inside us? Okay.
No. I'm really jumping for joy. Like, I'm just so glad that this day is officially here. So this is official episode one of the Queendom Hour. I'm just grateful to be here. So I want to talk more so just into I know we touched a little bit on it, but specifically when it comes to like our hardships and what our heart was when creating this, when we heard it, and we, because of course we have two different sides, but the same story.
Yeah.
So it could just wrap up in one, but it just all boils down to our transparency and the disobedience that we do engage into, but also haven't taken a step back and presenting ourselves again and saying, okay, Laura, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
So go ahead. Like, tell your story of, like, what you can remember from the monster, because I just don't remember who brought it to who or how
it
came.
I don't remember who brought it to who, but we were going back and forth with it. Like, honestly, when we started, we had, like, everything planned out, and we were just like, oh, it should be like this, and we were, like, going through the, you know, through the list of stuff we should do, and then it just stopped.
Yeah.
And then it was like, did you still want to do it? Or, like, because we was hype at first, you know? And it was like, oh, yeah. And then it just kind of stopped. And then, like, we kind of picked back up. And then it was just, like, really, like, our kind of our light was, like, dimming.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually, I don't know what clicked in us. And actually, y'all, what's crazy is that, so we tried to start it, like, a year ago. And it stopped. But then we recently just picked this up over the summer. And we made this happen in, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Like, so we wasted all that time doing nothing really to really bang this out in 2 months. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's just, we held ourselves up, okay?
Yeah.
Forgive us. We held ourselves up. But no, like, we literally had a plan when we first started. And I don't know. At some point, I think we got distracted. Life happened. And we just, like, stopped. And then we were like, okay. We really need to do this. And so then we were trying to pick it back up. Life happened again.
Yeah.
Stopped again. And then, I don't know, something just this summer, something was just like, nah, y'all got to do this.
Yeah.
Y'all been procrastinating too long. It's stuff that y'all have on your hearts and that God is giving you and that you need to express. Even if it's the one person listening. Hey, listener. Even if it's just the one person, we appreciate you. We appreciate you.
But I love my one listener.
But, like, seriously, we know that this is an assignment from God.
Yeah.
And right now we're just trying to carry it out.
Yeah.
And no longer be disobedient. Sorry, Jesus.
Sorry, Jesus. But yeah, so same story, but for me, I would think it would have to be a little bit more detailed. Like, I feel like when a year ago, yep, I was just like on fire for Jesus. Mm-hmm. Both of us mad on fire for Jesus. And Jesus, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. And just give me your creative ideas. And, you know, I just want to, you know, bask in your presence, Jesus, man. as we just go forth and in your holy ministry. And, like, we were, like, really there, like, on fire for Jesus. Life happens. I don't think last year about that time that we decided, I was probably, like, getting into a job or looking for a job or something like that. So, you know, you going through your toughest times is when you're more connected to Jesus. So, you know, I was just like, on fire for Jesus. I think I was looking for a job or even starting a job. So I had time on my hands somehow. And that's where all the ideas and stuff come through. I know I ended up getting a job working full time. And that's where the fall off happens. Like, when you're in that grind mode, you know, I'm doing something a little busy, you don't think about the promises that you made before. Jesus, if you give me this, if you give me that, I will walk in your calling.
Man.
And it's just like, life happens, something clicks, and it's just like, okay, well, then I have this to do, this to do, and then I have other stuff outside. I have a social life. I need sleep. I need this. I need that. And you forget your promises. Only to turn around. I mean, you know, once we still get in the presence of God and doing our prayer and stuff like that, it's like, oh, back up.
Yeah.
You know, back up. Okay, yes, you told me to do this, so let's talk about it again. So then that's that period when we're on fire again.
Man.
It has to happen, y'all. It has to happen. Somebody needs to. And then it's just like, again, you just fall off. Stuff happens. Life happens. Certain situations happen. You know, you date and fall in love and all this other, like, you have other stuff that you have, not necessarily the stuff before, but you have other stuff. And then it just happened again. And let me tell you, since this is the show of transparency. So what, 3 weeks ago, I lose my job.
Has it been 3 weeks?
I think it's been a month. I think I'm not giving myself enough credit. Actually, next week it would have been a month.
Really?
Yeah, that time
Wow.
flew.
Wow.
flew. So I guess a month ago, I lost my job. And, you know, then that's when it picks up again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, since I have that extra time on my hands, and it's not like, you know, God, you're becoming my second option.
Right.
But since I have that time on my hands, because I have a tendency to get in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So once I'm in my head, it's hard to get out, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to like negativity. Once you sit in that negativity, that's what consumes you.
Yep.
I did not want it to be consumed with that. So, Lord, let me go back to the drawing board and mm-hmm. let me start back where you told me to do. Start back doing my blogs, and then got consistent about putting in the effort in order to get Queendom Hour off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Everything went smooth. Like, when I tell you, when it comes to, like, you know, the money and, you know, the time put in, emailing people, seeing what needs to be done, where it needs to be, everything fell into place.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was on target. I was not bothered by any money issues or anything. You know, there was some concern because mm-hmm. I don't have a necessary income coming in,
mm-hmm.
but everything just fell into place. So that's just like, we just knew that it had to go. And then when it came to like dates and starting, we like, oh, we want to start this week. It would seem better if this was the top priority. Or,
trying to be perfect.
And I just like, just go. Like, stop overthinking it. And here it is, the perfect day, sunny outside,
mm-hmm.
everything is gorgeous, everything is smooth, and yet we still have extra time. Like,
still.
What was y'all doing?
Extra for no reason, basically. It's a matter of just, like, it's been a faith move.
Yeah.
It really has.
Absolutely.
Because trusting what he said for us to do, and then just trusting ourselves to handle it.
Yeah.
Because y'all, neither of us are like talker. Well, I'm sorry. We are talkers, but I would say we're not the ones to, you know, get up and grab the mic first. Like, that's just not what we do. So this experience in general is different. Like, you know, it's something totally out of the norm, different. Brichet blogs. Like, she doesn't have to worry about talking, actually talking. I do makeup. So, I mean, I talk to my clients, but, you know, I'm not giving them a full lecture while I'm up there, you know, doing makeup. So it was totally different. But that's how I know that God is the center of it, because I wouldn't have been like, oh yeah,
Kirsten, okay, let's get a talking platform. Like, wait, what? Like, I have troubles with having small talk with people in public. Why is a talking platform my calling at this moment?
Man.
So, but I'm very excited. I'm very grateful. Like, even just sitting in the seats, it's a very comfortable spot
it's so
for me because
and it smells good, y'all. It smells so good.
It does smell good. It's just so calming, and, you know, knowing that I can share this moment with my sister is even mm-hmm. more, like, phenomenal. Like, you know, even to get God's point across or mm-hmm. God's words across, you don't have to be in a complete uncomfortable setting. What you're doing is uncomfortable, but the setting is very calm. So, you know, we're able to, you know, give him honor and glory in this moment. So I'm just...
Y'all, thankful.
Shout out to the Queendom Hour. Hey.
I'm excited for us to connect with y'all as well.
Yeah.
And just to hear what you guys would like to hear. That's really big as well. I'm excited for that.
Because
I want to know what topics people want to
hear about. Y'all, do that. Like, email us some topics that you would like for us to talk about. You know, that's the Queendom Hour @gmail.com. Like, just email us and, you know, just give us some you know, a little background about, like, what you would like to hear, because of course we're gonna talk about every mm-hmm. single thing on here, like everything that that we should touch on and stuff like that. But we're looking forward to, you know, just being active with y'all.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I just
too.
Can't wait. I know we said I'm excited a million and one times, but
y'all just have to bear with us. It's episode one.
Y'all don't
we excited.
Understand.
It's episode one.
Yes. Y'all looking at me in here screaming. That's what it is. You are really lucky I'm not in here acting a fool.
She is on the inside, right?
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Bursting with joy.
Oh, very much so. Oh, exclamation point.
Exclamation point. Exclamation point.
Wow. Bursting. I cannot.
Oh, that is crazy. So, yes, the sun is out and shining.
It's out and shining. I'm excited. It really is the perfect day for this, because we've been having some crazy weather. So I appreciate this.
Yeah, fall is on its way, but y'all, we ain't not about to have a small talk on here
about weather.
So this week, what's a transparency moment for you this week that you just want to put out there in the open?
Y'all, I've been going through it.
Come on,
I guess.
Talk to us. Talk to us. This therapy, y'all.
Well, come and sit down, my daughter. I need to get my Ayanla voice on, okay? I'm ready.
No comment.
So why am I here? No. No, but for real, I've been going through it. Just God has been revealing some things to me about me. And that's always the hardest thing to deal with, because we don't like hearing about ourselves. Yeah. And we don't like things being revealed about ourselves. And so I think I'm gonna be honest, this week was a struggle to get in my intimate time with God. I really didn't feel like worshiping. Mm. I didn't feel like listening to my Christian music. I was just like, it was a push, And honestly, I listened to it the entire week, but it was a struggle. It was almost like I was trying to force myself to listen to it so I can get in that mindset. But my mind was not there. It was just like, bruh. And I couldn't figure out exactly what it was until later on in the week. And it was just like God was just speaking to me, revealing things about me. And I'm just like, okay, Lord. Okay. Like, I didn't know what else to do. Just, okay. But it's been a struggle. It has.
I completely get that. It's been a struggle.
That's the rough side to Christianity that people don't talk about. Yeah. That is days where you just like, look, and it doesn't mean that you don't love God any less or that you're less of a Christian, but we all have days where it's just like, Lord, I love you, but I don't feel like praying right now. Lord, I love you. I do not feel like listening to worship music. Lord, I love you. I don't feel like being nice right now. I want to be mad and angry, but I know I'm not supposed to, but I really don't feel like there's moments like that. It really is. And those are the transparent moments that I don't think people really talk about.
Yeah.
And that people are open about.
Yeah. I completely agree with that. But sis had a whole week. A whole week of just disconnect with God.
I wouldn't say fully disconnected. Mm-hmm. But I would say very off from my norm, because I spend time with God pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it's just for like 5 minutes, like I spend time with him at some point throughout the day. And it was like the time I was spending during the week was just very, I don't know. There was like a void and I could not figure out what it was.
A void.
Just a void in my intimate time with him.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. But yeah, I completely understand. We most definitely get to those points where we don't want to be bothered at all. Like, no matter what it is, I just want to sit in my mess.
Man, just sit.
And you can take me or not. I'm going to sit right here in my mess and not even, you know, deal with anything, because you know that's gonna lead to tears and me being wrecked, and you know, some we just do not.
And the worst thing, y'all, is crying and driving, because I did it this week. Let me tell you, swerving, can't see, eyes blurred. I'm like, okay, this has to stop. Like,
oh God, okay. But I think I have mastered the crying and driving.
You something different because I'm not there yet. I'm working on it.
Man, I have had so many times where that's been the highlight of my day, and then when I get to my destination, I'd be like, whew, maybe I'll go to sleep. But yeah, that you know, having that void or that block from truly getting what God wants you to get,
yeah,
is really real. I think I was in that same state this week, and mm-hmm. I think I was in denial because I so bad want to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I so bad want to just be like, you know, I know, Lord, I know whatever I'm going through, you're going to work it out. I know whatever I'm dealing with is not bigger than you.
Yeah,
I so bad want to have that mindset of just like, everything is good because God is.
Mm-hmm.
God is faithful. He is trustworthy. He is my peace. He is my happiness. He is my love. He is my joy. I so bad. And though you believe that, something still pricks and tricks at your mind to just make you like, but where you at though? but that position that you at though,
yeah,
like it still comes up. You still in a very bad space.
Yep.
You still, you know, you still don't have no job. You still depressed. You still got anxiety. You still got family issues, and you still got job issues. Your coworkers still getting in there, you know.
Still.
So you try to get out of that space, and you know, sometimes it, like you said, all week is really, really hard. But
it's
what are
really
some
hard
things that you did, or, you know, are you still in the funk right now?
No, I'm better.
That's good.
That released while I was driving. Yes,
come on.
Yes, God.
So what are some things that you do to get out of that funk?
Man, prayer is the most cliche, but honest thing. Like, I had to really, like, Lord, I had to really just really pray and release. Crying is a release for me, even though it's annoying, but it's a release. It really is. And then once I was able to talk to God, and then not only talk to him, actually sit and listen, man, it was like, okay, I can breathe now.
Yeah,
I can breathe better. But yeah, just praying and then talking to him and then waiting to hear from his voice. Like, that's the best thing.
Yeah.
When I'm able to hear him and he's like, all right, I got you. I love you. And I'm like, okay.
So good.
Like, yeah, for real. But God, how I knew I was in a bad funk was while I was driving and crying and he was telling me he loved me. I was just sitting there like, just like, okay. Hmm. But still like in my funk. And he just kept on saying, I love you. And I'm just like, okay, okay. And I just could not figure out why I was in a bad state this week. Mm. I don't know. Just one of those weeks. And it wasn't even to the point where it was so deep as me being depressed, because I wasn't.
Yeah.
I know what that's like. But, yeah. And I wasn't there. I was just in a funk.
Hmm.
It was just one of them weeks.
Really? That is very interesting to me. It really, really is. I'm trying to figure out like where I was at, because to me it's almost like this week didn't happen.
Mm.
It's really like I was in a twilight zone, and I'm just existing, like, you know, like not even surviving. I know I'm here,
right?
But if I wasn't, nothing would shake. You know what I'm saying? Nothing would change.
So, what you mean by that?
Just like space. I felt literally just like space.
Okay.
Not saying, you know, like, honestly, it was just like, I think I would have been better off. Wow, I'm about to be very transparent with y'all. That's crazy.
Hi, listener. Love us, listener. We appreciate you.
And not even to get in, because I'm like extremely happy person. Not even to get like in a depressed mode. But if I was invisible, I would have been okay with that.
Hmm.
Like, just to occupy my space in an invisible state. Like, I would have completely been okay with that, like, able to get stuff done or not. But honestly, to me, it almost feels like this week did not happen whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And it's like almost I'm like okay with that, because even though it felt like it didn't happen, a lot of stuff happened mm-hmm. this week. Like, I felt out a lot of, you know, I was able to speak with some friends. You know, we were able to have the vision board party last mm-hmm. night. So, you know, vision and things like that. Then getting ready for the podcast.
Let me tell you, and I don't mean to cut you off, but that's very weird that we both had the same kind of sort of kind of week. The week before the podcast
started. Yeah.
Very interesting.
It very is. That's why I'm like, wow. Like, I really was there, because honestly, I wasn't able to think about my week because mm-hmm. so much stuff was going on. Like, literally from getting ready to start my new job and just worrying about. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Worrying about that.
Yeah.
And everything that's going to come with it, because I'm literally going into a new stage in mm-hmm. my life. And I feel like I'm literally, like, God is literally lifting me up, like, oh, here's level 9. Like, man. And I'm gonna place you down right here and attack this level now. Like, we in a game or something like that. Like, that's exactly how I feel. And it almost feels like I was in the dark tunnel walking to get to that next level, to hopefully find some light or some activity at that next point. It's really, really weird that I was at that state. And I want to share this because, like, I was at this state all week and then something literally clicked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every day, you know, you get the verse of the day from the Bible app. Y'all go download the download the Bible app. It is essential to have. Like, that's the guide to life. So get your Bible app on your smartphone or iPhone.
Look at you.
Go on. But I was looking and I got this scripture came to my phone, and it was weird because everyone, I wish I could find out all the ones that was tied during that week, which I probably can, but this one's the one that stuck out to me because everything else tied into it. I'm just like, oh, but 2 days ago it said this, and then the day before it said this, mm-hmm. The day after says it's literally everything tied into play. And we have 1 Chronicles 16:11, search for the Lord for his strength, continually seek him.
Hold on. It's hilarious to me that you say one.
First,
I mean, I get it though. I get it though, but it's so funny to me when people be like, one, two Chronicles.
So one,
two Corinthians.
The petty, like, that's.
But no, that's yeah.
That's where.
Read that one more time for the listeners.
Search for the Lord, Lord, and for the messed up. Search for the Lord and for his strength. Continually seek him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, that's the point that you was at, right? Mm-hmm. Right there. Like, search for him. Seek after him. Like, you, it's a continuous process. That's why it's really good that, you know, regardless of the state that we're in, that's a lot of stuff people don't understand is that you get into this funk and then automatically you draw back.
Man.
And it's just like, no, force yourself to listen to worship music. Force yourself to pray. Force yourself to talk to God. To. Even if you're just like, I don't want to. Well, you're still making that connection. Mm-hmm. So he's still hearing from you, and he still is going to prick and poke on your heart to be like, oh, no, talk to me. Yeah. There's an issue. There's a deeper issue than you can't even understand.
Yeah.
So continuously seek after me, continue to put me first, and, you know, go after everything that I want, that I offer you. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy to me.
We search for, like, everything else. We look for everything else and try to find validation. And, like, what I've found about myself is that sometimes when I'm in that funk, I try to find other things to, like, satisfy my spirit. Yep. I'm like, oh, well, maybe I should listen to my twerk music because maybe that's going to have me hype. And I'm going to be, you know, and then I put it on and I'm just like, nope.
And you feel like disgusting.
Man,
like,
wait, I'll be like, what? Nah. Wait,
I was really listening to Travis Porter in college. Yeah. Like, for real? This is what you're gonna do, Brishay? For real.
I'm like, nah. And then I'm like, okay, maybe I'll watch a video. Mm. Nah. Yeah. Maybe I literally trying to do everything but talk to him and just spend that time with him. Like literally trying to fill up that void, that space with meaningless mm-hmm. things. And that's not to say that of course I put on my worship music and sometimes I look at, you know, Sarah Jakes and Heather and Michael Todd or whatever, but it's sometimes where you have to shut all that off yep. and literally just talk to him. Absolutely. That's all he wants is your attention.
Absolutely.
And that's honestly back to my original thing of God revealing stuff to me. That's just what he revealed. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want your time. Mm-hmm. Like, you doing all this other stuff. Why are you feeling that void? And why are you feeling uneasy this whole week? And like, you can't press into, you know, the spirit and listen to your worship music because you're not talking to me.
Yeah.
Like, I need to hear from you.
Wow. You know, that's crazy. That is really crazy because literally that was for me. But instead of like talking to him, because I talk to him all the time, mm-hmm. he's probably like sick of me.
Yeah.
Like, even little stuff like,
girl,
Lord, I wonder what I'm going to eat today.
Girl.
Lord, what you doing? Oh, I'm so bored, Lord.
Man.
Oh, what am I going to do? But even with just, it wasn't talking to him for me. It was more so reading my word.
Okay.
It was really reading my word. Now, I'm forever in my Bible just trying to figure out something. Mm-hmm. Last week, he gave me a revelation, and that's what my heart has been. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really funny, you know, especially being who I am. And the first thing that comes out of it, Lord, reveal to me.
Man.
Lord, reveal to me. Lord, reveal to me, reveal to me, reveal to me. That's all I'm saying. And then he's just like, I'm in a state. It was really like, he was real quiet for a while, mm-hmm. for a couple of months, really, really quiet. And I'm still like, Lord, reveal to me, show me, show me. And then you get to this point, it's just like, I want to reveal to you, but you're not in my word.
Man, you can't even handle it, sis.
You can't even handle it. You so far off, your mind is so far off that you can't even sit and rest in order to just receive what I'm trying to give you. Like, I want to give you these revelations. I want you to be able to see who I am on another level, because that's another point I am. I'm mm-hmm. like, Lord, I already know you on the last level that I was on. Heighten my understanding of who you are.
It's time for growth.
It's really trying to go. And you can't get in your word? What's going on? Like, what's wrong with you?
Man.
Meanwhile, you still talking to me. Lord, reveal to me. Reveal to me where I'm supposed to
if
go.
If you just sat down and read, I could reveal some stuff.
Reveal to
you.
Me what you want me to do.
Man.
Reveal to me why my spirit is so shaken up. Reveal to me what you're saying to me at this very moment. But you still got last week on your brain. You ain't even cleared your mind nor your heart. We got to do better, you all.
We got to do better.
We have to do better.
And y'all, we talking about us. Because let me tell y'all, we have to do better. Like, this walk is so rewarding. It's amazing. I can't imagine my life without Christ. Well, I've had a life without Christ. But I can't imagine it anymore without Christ. And my thing is, even with all that comes with it, the ups and downs and the roller coasters and the test, everything, I would not trade it. Yeah. Like, I just wouldn't. So we really just want to tell y'all that Christianity is amazing, amazing thing, but it's going to be hard. It's not easy. It's not easy. You're going to have seasons where you on fire for God. And then you're going to have some seasons where you questioning like everything. You're going to have quiet seasons where God might not be saying anything. You're going to have seasons where he just talking left and right and revealing stuff to you left and right. It's such a roller coaster. It's such a roller coaster. But just if you are in the Christian lifestyle, or even if you're seeking to be in the Christian lifestyle, just be encouraged. Like,
absolutely.
Just be encouraged, because it's going to be a struggle. It really is. But a beautiful one.
Yes. That is it's most definitely a beautiful struggle, because I will not go back to my old life.
I
couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it just to see like how much joy I have and how I personally deal with depression and anxiety and strength and I guess I could also say, you know, just how I deal with certain situations all the way around is completely different than I would a couple of years ago. You know, just dealing with how different people talk to me and how, you know, I engage with people is completely different on a whole nother level. How I react to things is completely different on a whole nother level. And I am extremely proud of the woman that I am today.
Yes.
Like, even just in my midst of growth and even in my midst of sin and disobedience, I'm still proud of her, and I'm still and seeking to be even better than I was yesterday and a minute ago and you know, even an hour ago, a couple of seconds ago. I'm still encouraged to be better, and reflection wise I reflect a lot. How can I be better from this situation? I replay a lot of stuff in my head over again to be a better woman, you know, to be stronger, to be more at peace, to be more gentle and meek, and just, you know, valuable to be an asset, I guess. Now I can say that.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. I can be an asset to my community and my peers more. Like, this walk is extremely hard, but it's rewarding in ways that you can't even understand unless you decide to make the changes.
Absolutely.
Unless you decide to, you know, make the walk or, you know, get in the presence of God.
Yeah.
Like, you would never understand. You would probably think, like, I love God and I'm going to stay the same way. But if you love God, if you listen to God, and if you get into His word, you can't do nothing but grow and change. Y'all, I'm on another transparent moment is that that's how I was when I first discovered who God was. And, you know, people would tell me all the time, they would just pour into me their stories and what to expect and all this thing. So I'm going into it already with a mindset of what I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Or I already know that it's going to be amazing. But then I start having questions. You know, we think that because we acknowledge God, and I don't want at all to say this the wrong way, so, you know, help me, Lord. We think that because we acknowledged God, is that's it. There's no work behind it, because I believe that is where it ends.
That was me.
And that is not where it is. That is a really harsh reality, especially when you want to grow in Christ.
Yeah.
It's a really, really harsh reality, because it's so many levels to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many levels to your faith and to your spirituality. So we have this mindset in our head that because I believe, that is all, but that is not it. Once you start talking to Him, and once you start believing His word, once you start understanding Him, because you have to read your word in order to understand who God is.
Yeah.
That is, like, you can't go beyond that. Me per se, and just being transparent, I was a little different. God revealed to me, and then He confirmed through His word and other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, right now I'm in a stage where God tells me things, and then, like, our pastor
confirms it.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, somebody else was speaking to it, or, you know, it's something that I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even plenty of times the stuff that you didn't say to me, especially as being a woman and in relationship wise, where I just be like, I still want to be stubborn, and I don't I don't care what she has to say, but I know what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I know what I want to do. I know the mindset that I want to have. And then something clicks, then His word come up, and He's like, oh, that's what Kirsten was talking about. Dang it. Now I gotta do it the right way. Now I gotta do it the right way, because she has held me accountable to the Christian that I am, the Christian and the woman that I am supposed to be, or the Christian woman I'm supposed to be. Like, they're two different things. Yeah. Absolutely one thing.
Okay. But, interesting. But
it is very, very interesting when it comes to, you know, the growth process that you have and, you know, just your worship becomes different. Your words become different.
Man, everything.
How you see things become different. Y'all, oh my God, I cannot wait. I feel like time is flying by.
What time is it?
But I want us to be very specific on our walks.
Absolutely.
On how we came into the Christian world. How our lifestyle
track is. That's really good. I like that. Because we have two totally different.
Totally different. And this is why this is why the Kingdom Hour is about to be so phenomenal. Because we have two different mindsets, but yet agree on a lot of things because of our faith.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
God
is really, really good when it comes to just everything. Like, this opportunity is phenomenal. And we just grateful to be able to share this with y'all.
And if y'all have more things about transparency that y'all want to talk about or things that you want to share and, you know, us to discuss on the show.
Okay.
Email us for real, y'all.
For real. I would love to share somebody's transparency moment. Yes. I love transparency because that's how I came into Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
People were transparent with me.
Man,
and even though
it's missing that right
now. It really, really is. And even though it took me a while, like it just didn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
It took me a while to be able to, you know, be in the midst of my own thing and just be like, oh, well, my sister said this and my friend said this and, wow, this is really coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And to understand what God started speaking to me. Y'all, we got to tell you our stories.
Man.
We have to tell your stories.
To.
And it may get down to the point to where on two different times, we might just take a second to dissect each and one of our stories. Because once you think about it, once you go back and understand, it's really extensive.
It is.
It's really, really extensive.
And like, it's a lot. I don't know if I really sat down and really thought about the entire journey. I don't know if I really have.
I really have.
Because I think I'm missing some parts.
Oh, you most definitely are. You most definitely are. But we'll talk about that after. We'll talk about that after because that just goes to show that during our accountability moments, you have been still stepping away from some stuff that we have already brought up.
Mm-hmm.
So come on, just be revealing. Oh, now she went around her eyes. Cool then. But I have had the time to sit down and really take the steps because it dates all the way back to like, I was like 10 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really serious process. So I really know that I am where I am supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that makes
it. You're in the right space at the right time, and the right time in your life is happening.
Yeah.
The way it's supposed to. I was a little hesitant on that, but it's happening.
Because you know how. You know how you wish it was supposed to happen this way.
We're not on our journeys, we're on his.
Yeah.
As much as we want to try to control
it. It's a word. Bing, 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 bing.
As much as we try to control it, like,
it's a word.
We can't do this, boy. Man, I'm glad I'm not in control, because let me tell you, I'd be somewhere, y'all.
Still doing what I want to do. Man. Still ripping these streets. Like, let me stop.
The Queendom Hour would still be a figment of our imagination.
Man.
In the back of our heads. We probably wouldn't even have been bold enough to come to each other with it. Like,
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. So, this week, you have like a beauty moment, beauty tip,
ooh,
beauty minute with K-Mat.
Yes, so we're doing a beauty minute with me. Ooh. Okay. Let me see. Okay. So this is a tip that I give out to a lot of girls. So you know how a lot of stores don't really carry a lot of nude shades, especially for us Black girls.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that you can do is take your concealer that you use for like your under your brow or the concealer that you highlight with, and a dark brown pencil. And so you want to line your lips with the dark brown pencil and then put the concealer in your inner lip, blend it out a little bit, put on some gloss, and then you got yourself a new lip.
Come on, new Bam. Lip. It's really hard. Bam. Because we both are brown skin girls. So it's really hard to find a nude that fits us. And I'm always searching for a nude. And y'all, I've been heard it. My friend's been telling me this for forever. And I haven't done it yet. Because it's about to be fall again. I'm ready for dark lips.
Okay.
I'm ready.
We're not even going to get into that because, listen, I'm ready.
I'm ready for all types of dark lips, burgundy reds, blacks, all that type of stuff. So we most definitely have to try that. And let's do a nitpick.
Ooh, you go. You go.
A nitpick of my week. I'm going to be really picky, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Because this week has been, like, really, really good. Mm-hmm. And God has revealed himself to me more than ever. Mm-hmm. It's, and it's such a small time, which always has me in awe. But it's like, it's like even through the greatness of my week and being so spaced out and, like, in a twilight zone, I still feel like I could have done more.
Hmm.
I really do. I really, really do. Like, and honestly, I can't even be specific on, like, what I could do more of. Like, I don't know. Like, I did everything. Maybe be a little bit more present. Maybe so.
That's good, because you just told us that you felt like you were completely invisible.
Yeah.
So that's good to be present, to be in the moment, to be, you know.
Yeah. If I was a little bit more present, I think that would have been okay to make it seem like I actually had a week.
Yeah.
But it really felt like it really just felt like a long, like, nappish type of thing. I barely slept this week, but it just felt like I was just napping.
Mm-hmm.
I was napping, waking up, had something to do. Like, I was always on the go,
mm-hmm.
but also everything was at a standstill. So I felt like I could have been a little bit more present and I could have done more.
Okay. My nitpick of the week. I'm just going to say, like, I feel like I could have been a lot more invested in my time with God. And I think if I would have not been trying to search for other ways to fill that void, I probably would have heard his voice a lot sooner than later on in the week. Exactly. Monday at 8 a.m.
lunch.
I would have heard his voice and my week would have been better. But yeah, I think if I just would have just sat down and just been like, okay, let me stop trying to, you know, avoid everything and really just listen. Yeah, it would have been a lot better. Explain to the listeners what nitpick actually is for our show.
Oh, we really didn't do that. Okay. So a nitpick for me is just that, you know, we try to have these great weeks and, you know, great days and things like that. But we can always be better.
Mm-hmm.
We can always be better. So it's just like a self-reflection moment in the show that we just want to just reflect on, you know, how we can be better, do better, you know, like I said, be a little bit more present, be a little bit more, you know, here to understand that we have to do better. Essentially, we have to get better. We have to, you know, just be able to point some things out in our lives and, you know, basically say, I'm not perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not perfect. And I want to work on not necessarily being perfect, but I want to just work on being better. So, you know, just point it out. Just be like, oh, I could have been a little bit better doing this. And so it's just
calling ourselves out.
Yeah, but also saying, hey, it happened and I got through it.
Yeah.
Because we most definitely survived this week.
We did.
And that's amazing. So, you know, it's nothing there. It's not a problem there, but it's just like, hey, let's self-reflect on that about ourselves. So y'all do that today. Self-reflect. If you don't do it, I do it every single night. And I'm probably the hardest person on myself. I'm very hard.
You're the second person to tell me that this week is self-reflect. Just want you to know that.
Come on now. It's the word of somebody. Y'all better catch it.
Was that you catching it?
That was me catching it. You got to put your finger in your ear and just catch it.
Really?
Catch that. Self-reflect.
I'm okay.
Okay. She ain't catch it, y'all. She gonna have a problem next week. If y'all got curious, then I'm just text her and say self-reflect.
Okay, guys. I'll do that. Is there anything? Y'all, we at the end of the show, man. That was really quick.
It was. We made it. First episode of the Queendom Hour. The light bulb went off
because I didn't start about it. We didn't give y'all any of our social media handles.
Wow, I was
gonna say
the same
thing. Come on, look at that.
Y'all, we might be real friends.
But yeah, so if you guys want to follow us on social media, my personal page is at IAMKMAT. That's IAMKMAT.
Come on, double T.
And that's on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Yeah. And
my business page.
I was just thinking about my personal social media handle. My business page. If you're into makeup, if you like looking at it, watching it, seeing how it's done, if you want to book your appointment, whatever, shameless plug, hit me up on Instagram at It's the Beauty Hour.
Yes, ma'am. And for the very and for me, the QB, y'all, I'm going to catch on the QB. The queen herself is _ Queen B. Shay, and that's on Insta, Twitter, and that's it.
Twitter was such a New York act. Twitter.
Whatever.
It's on Insta, Twitter.
Such whatever. A New York so it's accent. _ Queen B. Shay. It's QUEENBSHAY. And then, you know, if you want to follow me on Facebook or whatever, it's your girl, Bree Shay. But most definitely go to my website, www.queendomheights.com.
Y'all check out her site.
Yes, please check out my site. And I do post as much as I possibly can. And if I do post, it is on Wednesdays for Queendom Wednesdays. Check that out. Comment, subscribe, you know, like. I'm always open for feedback and everything else that you guys want to say. If you have my phone number, you can text me and just give me a feedback, because I'm like, I'd be so excited about my blogs, and I want people to be as excited as I am. But I know this is a different era where people are not reading.
Yeah.
But I'd be so excited to write it and just, you know, just give y'all everything that God gives me. Last week it started off a Facebook status. Mm-hmm. So it's not as long as my other blog. So you can just go check that one out and leave a little comment or something. And I always reply. I'm always excited to see feedback. But I love writing and just, you know, just want to give y'all what God gives me.
Lastly, we also need you guys to not only hit us up on email, again, thequeendomhour@gmail.com, but also follow us on Instagram. Yeah. So our page is official, but it's unofficial, okay? Like, it's up. But we don't have any followers, so make sure you follow us. We're the followers. We got two strong followers, and it's us. But no, we need you guys to follow us on Instagram. It's at the Queendom Hour, just like that. TheQueendomHour. Yes. At the Queendom Hour. Make sure you guys follow us. We'll follow back. We're not like that. we'll give you a little follow back.
And if you don't want to email, you can most definitely hit us up in the DMs.
DM.
Most definitely hit us up in the DMs.
Christ-like DMs. This is not...
No, for real. Disclaimer.
It's not Christian Mingle.
I mean, if it's some...
No.
Okay, never mind. Never mind, you are...
Just hit her up on her personal page.
Hit me up on my personal. Hit me up on my personal, because your girl is out here single. I'm not trying to go seven winters.
Single. Seven winters.
Yeah, that's the third time I said
it. Good blog post. Seven winters. Write that down.
Write that down.
And got then if notebook. You get big off of it, 5.5%.
Nah, sis.
5.5% is fair.
My words. Your title. 0.2%.
Oh, wow.
I cannot. Like, I'm really trying to write this down, though.
But yeah, I think today overall was great. Good first start to our show.
Yeah.
We honestly, you guys, we had a direction, but then we were like, we don't know. So we're just going to wing it. Not really wing it, but like, we're just going to have fun.
Yeah.
And then it was like, no, gonna take a turn. Let's talk about transparency. So it was really, really dope. Really dope.
It really was. Did you have fun?
Amazing time.
I mean,
I'm leaping for joy. I'm so excited. I mean, excited.
You're with me, so.
Wow.
It's always a good time when you're with the Breche, the QB.
See, it's like you're trying to make fetch happen, and it's just not happening.
It's going to work. I have faith, see.
Y'all don't call her QB. Please.
Wow. Please. And this is who I call my friend.
Please.
Wonderful. Hey, if you catch, QB, 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 QB.
Cute. Is that your way of reinforcing it? Oh, okay.
That's my way. Yeah. It's like ads.
Wow.
If you see it long enough, you'll catch on.
Like, QB.
QB herself.
I guess.
Okay. Well, that is it for me. That is it for the Queendom Hour. It is Breche.
And it's your girl, K-Mac.
And... have a great day.
Really? You know, really? 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 Thank you, guys. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We appreciate you so, so much. Again, follow us on social media. And we can't wait to connect with you guys. See you. Hey. Well, not see you. Talk to you.